There was one other thing we saw in this survey that I thought was very fascinating, which is the question of management of the patient with ER-positive, HER2-negative tumors, where neoadjuvant therapy is a consideration. And we know that sort of globally, those patients don't seem to respond as well to chemotherapy. What we saw in the survey was that either the oncologists or surgeons favored just sending the patient to surgery and skipping neoadjuvant therapy. Or interestingly, about a third of the investigators are actually using genomic assays to sort of help make the decision, mainly the 21 gene recurrence score. The thinking being that even though we don't have that much data, we know the same tumor post-op, we're going to do that test and it's going to help us decide about chemo. What about at Dana-Farber and in your own practice, do you ever consider genomic assays in a patient with an ER-positive, HER2-negative tumor where you're thinking about neoadjuvant therapy, maybe even considering neoadjuvant hormonal therapy?
Yes, and that's a very good point. And we struggle with these cases, certainly, particularly in the patients that would benefit from some downstaging. It's important, I think, to remember when we say ER-positive tumors don't respond as well, really what we're saying is that they don't have as high of pathologic complete response rates. And to optimize a woman's opportunity for breast conservation, we don't need a PathCR. We just need some shrinkage in the majority of cases. And so I think we, again, have to be careful. You know, what is our goal? What are we going for here? We do use neoadjuvant endocrine therapy in some patients. We were doing it on trial in the alternate study. We also have a pre-op trial here for invasive lobular cancers, ER positive with neoadjuvant endocrine therapy. And so we have, again, do it on study. And I have had some patients where we've used pre-op endocrine therapy off study too in selected patients who are motivated. We know that you have to stay on the endocrine therapy for an extended period of time, typically the 4 to 6 month window to really see that optimal response. But for some patients, that is an attractive option. Using the genomic test is also very interesting. I know there's at least one publication in the literature supporting the use of Oncotype 21 gene recurrence score to identify those women that would benefit from preoperative chemotherapy in the setting of ER-positive disease. I have not had a particular case where we've done that, but I certainly understand the rationale if you're struggling with that decision up front and have something to gain from giving pre-op therapy.